How to deal with grief, part 3. No cupboards or machines had been left open, therefore he had certainly not hidden anywhere. We searched and searched, even through the cat flap, not that it was open, in the very small chance that it had gotten out somehow. In the meantime, I was busy with the baby, changing and feeding her while I had the chance. I remember after settling the baby down, going to throw the nappy into the nappy bucket. And who was in there? Obviously drowned. Our kitten. That must have been the saddest day in our family. And then to have to explain to a 6-year-old, because she always helped me with the nappies, and it was one of her jobs to put the nappy into the nappy bucket. We both cried and cried for a very long time after that. We had a funeral of sorts, and we buried our kitten in the garden along with our budgie, who had passed on earlier. After a while, the cat next door had another litter, and with insistence from our daughter, we got to choose another kitten. This time, one that looked like a lion, as it had a mane type of fur down its back and around its neck, which it didn't lose as it grew. The 6 weeks went by, and so we brought the new kitten home. It was not long before we realised that this kitty was not a very nice kitty. He had a temper. In fact, he scratched for no apparent reason and didn't seem to like us much. It was not long before he ran away, and for a long time after that we used to see him down at the school below our hill, where he obviously had decided to make his home. He never came back up the hill to our home, and even today I wonder how it got fed. He was just one of those wild ones and chose a feral life for himself, rather than the luxuries of being with a family in a nice, cosy home. And that is the end of part 3.